Contracting COVID-19 may lead to many challenges. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, David Meyer, associate professor of voice at Shenandoah University, explores those associated with surviving.
COVID-19 discussions usually focus on three outcomes: avoiding infection, contracting it and recovering, and contracting it and dying. We examined another outcome: contracting COVID-19, surviving, and living with its after effects. These can be devastating, especially for those who rely on their voice. COVID-19 commonly spreads through airborne particles. These have two categories: droplets and aerosols. Droplets are large particles produced by coughing or sneezing. They carry a large viral load but are less dangerous as they quickly fall to the ground. Medium-sized particles between 1 and 5 micrometers float in the air for hours, reach the lower airways with a high viral load, and carry a higher probability than droplets of causing infection. These medium-sized particles are produced in large quantities during speech and singing. Lung disease following COVID-19 is a known after effect even in those with mild infections. Some lung lesions will gradually heal or disappear, but many will harden into scar tissue called pulmonary fibrosis that stiffens the lungs and causes shortness of breath. This reduction in the ability to breathe can be permanent and life-changing. Chronic fatigue appears to be common after COVID-19, affecting over half of individuals. Other after effects include intubation injury, vocal fold paralysis or paresis, and sensory neuropathies of the larynx. Many of these result in irreversible damage to the voice. Eliminating voice-related transmission of COVID-19 is unlikely. Rehearsing online is the only truly safe option. In-person rehearsal risks, however, are reduced when singers are outside, alone, or in very small groups, and it goes without saying, always wear face masks while speaking or singing around others.
That was David Meyer of Shenandoah University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.